Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Are you facing any barriers in your life? So if you think about what you'd like to be, do, or have, you have to ask yourself, if you've wanted these things for a long time and they're not happening for you, why? And are any of those things self-inflicted? So let's assume one example. Let's say you want to be very, very wealthy and you're not where you want to be. What's standing between you and wealth? Let's say there's a promotion at work that you want. What's stopping you from getting that promotion? Or what if you just want more peace in your life because you feel like you're stressed out all the time? What's standing between you and the anxiety that you're having? And what are those self-inflicted barriers that are standing in your way? So let's say in the case of wealth, let's use the example that you always thought that rich people were bad, right? That it was bad to have a lot of money because maybe your parents had said something like that to you when you were young, where you'd see a wealthy family and you'd say, well, they had to do something bad to get that money, maybe whether it was illegal or unethical. So let's say that's your thought process. That's a problem, because if you think that rich people are bad or there's some negative thing associated with being wealthy, guess what? That represents a barrier for you, and it's going to make it more difficult for you to get there if that's what you want. Because if you think it's bad, why would you aspire to be that? Let's talk about this idea of peace, you know, and I can't, you know, and you think, well, I can't clear my mind. I'm just not able to do that. Well, guess what? And I always look at the worst case scenario. Well, guess what? That's a limiting belief, and that's a problem. Or in the case of that promotion that you're talking about, you could be thinking, well, that next promotion means that I have to brief, you know, the entire management team, and I have to do that every week. And when I get up in front of people, my mind goes blank. Well, that's a limiting belief for you. And so what we need to look at is, how can we move beyond these? How can we get past it? Because here's the reality of the world. And Henry Ford said this: if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. Okay? Your mind is very powerful when it decides what it decides things for you, and especially your subconscious mind. And some of these deep-seated beliefs that we have, you know, really are embedded within us in our subconscious mind. And so we have to find ways to push through these things. So let's look at the example, the third example, the promotion idea. And the fact that you've got this opportunity for a promotion, but you're self-sabotaging yourself and it's not coming together for you, because you have this belief that when you speak in front of groups, your mind goes blank. And you can't take on this job because you're going to have to speak to groups, and therefore this can't work for you. So the first thing you have to do is figure some things out in your life. And one is an understanding of what caused this limiting belief for you. What were the circumstances in your life that caused it? And so if we look at that one, we may say, well, I was in this play in third grade, okay? And in third grade, I forgot my lines and I ruined the play, and somebody, my teacher, had to come up and actually do it for me. And I was really embarrassed. And when I got home, my parents told me that I'm just not good at talking in front of people, and it's maybe something that I shouldn't do. Okay, well, there you go. There's where the limiting belief started from. And so when you have the understanding, all right, that's the first step. You got to know where it came from, because typically if you have a limiting belief, if there is a barrier, it's typically coming from something that happened in your past. It might be your recent past, but very often it's your childhood. The second thing is to contextualize this issue and put it into perspective. Okay, you forgot your lines in the play. You were in third grade, so you're what, 8 years old in third grade? And now, you know, so it's a bad enough, it's a traumatic enough experience as an 8-year-old to forget your lines in front of 100 people, but then your parents were irresponsible in telling you that you're not good in front of people. Well, that was just a silly thing for your parents to do. So realize that, number one, you were 8 years old. realize that your parents did you a huge disservice. Who would do that to a kid? But they did, and you know they're human, so people make mistakes. And now you have an understanding and a context for why it happened. And so once you get to this point, you have to ask yourself this question. What would my life look like if I didn't have this issue? And start to think about, all right, if I didn't have this fear of getting in front of people, that my mind was going to go blank, I could do this job and I could be really good at this job. And so ideally, I don't have this problem and I can move forward with it. And so now I understand, okay, why it happened. I understand that you know, as an 8-year-old, I didn't know any better, so I can, and then you have to take that next step is to really, really forgive yourself and maybe forgive other people or somehow just be okay with what it is and realize that, okay, I'm no longer 8 years old. I'm now 40 years old. I'm an adult. I'm intelligent and I can do this. And the fact that this happened in a play when I was 8 years old and the fact that my parents told me that I'm not good at this thing is complete garbage. Right? And I can move beyond this and I have the ability to move beyond this. And so give yourself permission to let it go because it's exactly what it is. It's an illogical thing or something that happened in your past as a child. It's not who you are today. You're an intelligent 40-year-old person or however old you are. You've got great skills, and you can move beyond this. And then once you give yourself permission to let it go, the next step is to put it to the test. Find a way to put yourself in a situation. Maybe at first it's not a critical one, so it's maybe it's not getting up in front of everyone at work. Maybe you start by doing something that is, you know, if it's public speaking, maybe you start by doing something locally. You know, maybe your homeowners association, or maybe it's something at your child's school, or something that's not that doesn't have the same, let's say, severity if things don't go right for you. Right, so you warm up to it, but eventually you get back to that thing, and you know that you can handle it. So build your confidence, overcome this issue, and know that you're going to be successful in it. And if you do those things, you move beyond these limiting beliefs, you get beyond the barriers, and you start to blossom in the area that you want to in life. So if you truly want to be, do, or have certain things, and there's something standing in your way, you just have to narrow it down to figure out what it is, and then you've got to make a decision to do something about it. It starts with understanding. Then you go to contextualizing it, and then you start to look at what you want your life to be and what life without the issue looks like. And then you simply realize it's the understanding and it's the decision to move forward that changes everything. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify, where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for this week, understand what your limiting belief is, right? Start by thinking about what you'd like to be, do, or have, right? Understand that if there is something standing in your way, do what you can to understand the cause of the limiting belief that came up. Contextualize it and put it into perspective. Determine what your life would look like if you didn't have this issue. And then you can forgive yourself, you can forgive other people, or you can just contextualize it so that you can move beyond it. And then you give yourself permission to let it go. And then you create a situation where you're going to test what you did in a less threatening way and slowly build until you get it to where you want it to be.